Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, we got Rudy Canoza on the program tonight because of the coming summer months. Rudy is the owner of Jetem Lingerie and Jetem Women's Wear in Sherman Oaks. And Rudy, thanks for joining our program.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
And tonight we're going to be talking with you about swimsuit designs and fashions, particularly for the full-figured woman. And you mentioned something that's very, it must be common in your business. How do you design a bathing suit that's complimentary for women who are full-figured?
You know, Phil, it's something that we rack our brains in this business trying to figure out what is going, not only what is going to look good on a woman, but what is going to complement her. And we have the summer months ahead, and we have swimsuit designs, we have fashions in abundance. But this time of year, the full-figure woman most often is shut out of the fashion market because there has not been attractive and sexy swimwear for them to wear until now. And because the fashions, I think, have tried to camouflage what women, what full-figured women wear.
All right, and you say until now because have you designed this, or was this a collaboration?
Well, we contacted some New York designers of swimwear to create a look that celebrates the full-figure woman, so that she can enjoy the sun and the swimming during the summer months. The design is based upon some 3,000 question and answer that were sent to professional women, housewives, and students across the country who describe themselves as full-figured. And what they told us was what we already sensed, that they didn't want to hide their bodies, but to celebrate them, that they wanted to enjoy the sun and the ocean and the recreation of this kind of relaxation the same way that any woman can. And so we have developed something that is in direct response to what those women told us. And we are excited about this. It is extremely unorthodox. It's extremely revolutionary, but we're very much excited about this. And we want to tell people about it.
All right, now it's called the Sun Veil. And this is actually a chiffon, a very, very light chiffon and light linen kind of veil.
Yes, the Sun Veil. Women want to enjoy their bodies. They want to wear what they want to wear. Now women can wear what they want to wear. Full-figured women can wear what they want to wear. They can protect themselves from the sun. And they can wave their hand with disinterest of what people think or may say about them behind their back.
All right, well, so what does the sun veil do? It covers your face. So this is not really a bathing suit, is it?
Well, it does more than that. It covers the face from the sun. It's made of a very light linen, as you mentioned, Phil, chiffon combination. It's loosely woven to allow the breeze and the cool air, but dense enough to protect you from the sun. And
but why is this marketed toward a full-figured woman?
The sun veil is for the full-figured woman because it allows her to wear what she wants to the beach. She can wear a small bikini. She can wear a small two-piece if she wants. She can wear a low-cut one-piece, whatever she wants to wear. But her face is hidden from view so that she does not have to worry about people saying, oh, there goes so-and-so, there goes Sheila, there goes Melissa, saying things behind her back, because they won't know who she is. They don't know who this woman is. This is the sun veil.
And so this is not a swimsuit. This is more of a cover. It's a light cover that allows the full-figured woman sort of to be anonymous.
Yes. And I will tell you something, Phil. It was a simple reaction to the many things the women had said to us, that we want to wear what we want to wear, and we don't have to worry about it.
And all right. Now, you conducted a question and answer with 3,000 women, and they indicated they wanted this.
They said that they wanted to quit worrying about what to wear to the beach, to quit worrying about how to cover themselves or camouflage themselves, you know, because of their weight. They were tired of shopping for one pieces. They didn't want to have to worry about what people thought of them. That's when the light went on and the sun veil was invented. And to wear the sun veil over your head and your face, a very light material to allow the cool air in. And since no one can see who you are, they don't know who is wearing the bathing suit or that bikini, and you don't have to worry about what they think. You don't have to worry about them approaching you at work the next day about how ridiculous you looked or any of the things that women are afraid of.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Rudy Canoza about the sun veil. This is really, It's a linen chiffon veil that you wear, hiding your face, so that if you are a full-figured woman, but you just want to wear that string bikini or you just want to wear that suit that other people may not think looks good, but you want to wear it, you don't have to worry about them recognizing you. Is that it?
Yes, but it's not about just so much them recognizing you. It's about not having to look at them, but to enjoy it. This is not unlike the veil that was worn, in the Middle Ages. People wore a veil over their face if they had leprosy, or they wore the veil over their face if they had one eye or something preposterous like this. Well, this is not what this is about anymore, but it is about not recognizing. So if I'm at the beach and I look at a full-figured woman, and I'm not Rudy, I'm someone else, because I love that full-figured woman, I look at her and I say, oh, look at that, she looks too fat, she looks does not look right for this bathing suit, but I don't know who it is. And that woman doesn't have to worry about me recognizing her because she's wearing the sun veil. It's a very simple, simple thing that no designer has thought of until our collaboration with the Usman Foundation in New York, as well as the top designers in New York.
All right, now, Bud Dickman is part of our staff, and he approached, he didn't approach anywhere near the number of women you questioned, but he did talk with about 10 or so women in front of our building about this product, and these were full-figured women, and they said they thought the product was a little bit insulting.
And who are these women?
These were women that my staff just approached in front of our building. Now, there were, like I said, there weren't 3,000.
Well, let me say it. I think these women are lying. They know very well from my research that they want this unveil, but they are lying because quickly they go back on their word when they realize that this is a very different kind of swimwear and that they might look stupid endorsing it. But I don't think there is a full-figure woman who is telling the truth, who is going to say to you, I think this is insulting or demeaning. This is the answer to the problem that the full-figure woman has had, where she is embarrassed to wear a bathing suit because it might look not as attractive on her as it does in a small woman. You wear this sun veil. It is a light chiffon in linen. The sun can get in. The beautiful air can breathe. And you are living your life in a free way. And no one can recognize you. So no one is going to walk up to you in school the next day or in the grocery store and say, you know, I saw you yesterday on the beach. You know, should you be wearing that kind of suit or something like this?
All right. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is on the line with us from Jetem Lingerie in Sherman Oaks, California, on the new sun veil, which was introduced this spring in New York and is being sold here in California and elsewhere in the United States. It is the answer to the full-figured woman's request, what's the kind of swimwear that she can wear to be completely comfortable and not have to worry about how she looks. And the sun veil answers that question because it allows the woman to wear what she wants and not be recognized while she's wearing it.
Well, but we don't say not to be recognized. We say that she can wear what she wants. And yes, no one is going to see her. But she also has protection against the infrared, the ultraviolet rays of the sun. And she also, with the veil, can feel free to not care what those people think. And that's very important.
Now, as I said, there's some women that find this insulting. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that...
Well, again, those women are liars. And let me tell you why I say that.
What do you mean by liars?
Well, I think they say that because full-figure women are so... The poor things have been so self-conscious for so long that the minute you say to them, now, don't you think this is wrong, they are the first women to back off of a new idea would be the full-figure woman. Because she wants to be accepted. She wants to be like everyone else. She doesn't want to be, la monstra, you know, the monster. She doesn't want to be monstrosity. She wants to be like every other woman. And so when you say to her, the sun veil, and she says, well, I'd like to see that, but if she's in the company of other women, what do you think of the sun veil? She will lie. She will lie and say that she does not like the sun veil. And
well, is it a lie or is it a...
Well, in your language, you'd say she is a fibbing, if you want, or she's telling a white lie.
Well, she may not be quite as honest as she could be. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Rudy Canoza of Jetem Women's Wear and Lingerie on the Sunveil. The answer to what can full-figured women wear this summer out on the beach that isn't going to embarrass, you know, that's going to look good on them. Well, he says you can wear anything you want. If you wear the Sunveil, no one is going to know it's you. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We are talking with Rudy Canoza from Jetem Women's Wear about whether the new Sunveil, designed for full-figured women, is actually a good thing, something that helps them feel freer at the beach where they can wear the kind of bathing suit they want, or is it a vaguely insulting? And I know that you don't feel that women are being honest about this, Rudy, but I wanted to put the question to my callers. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, the only reason why I say that the women are not going to be honest about this, I don't think that there is anything insulting about this unveil, and I think your women would tell you the same thing if they were being honest with you. The full-figure woman has fought the battle for too long. She has been mocked. She has had her body type celebrated in the media the way the thinner models and these women who are not as heavy and so forth. And the full-figured woman has been an outcast, and her kind of beauty has not been recognized until now. And I, for one, am not going to be, I will not be a fashion designer. I will certainly not be a fashion a retailer who will say to these women, we have to develop a bathing suit for you that is going to hide your body, is not going to celebrate your body. No. I will not do this. What I will do is allow her to wear whatever she wishes to wear. The Sunveil allows her to do that.
And but the Sunveil allows her to do that while not being recognized. Isn't that right?
No, this is one aspect of it, yes. But
I mean, isn't that what it is? You put the veil on so you can go. Let's say, what do you call it? How much does a full-figured woman weigh?
How much does a full-figure weigh? Does she weigh anywhere from... it depends on the woman.
All right, well, let's say 180 pounds.
Yes, 180 pounds on up.
All right, now, she's not exactly going to look great in a string bikini.
It doesn't... this is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter what you think or what I think. It's how she feels. And why is she not allowed to feel that she can be as free in a string bikini or in a two-piece as any other woman? Why? Because she has to look at the people staring at her, the peer pressure, people looking at her as if she doesn't belong in that kind of bathing suit, like she's some kind of freak, like she crawled out from underneath a rock or something, you know. The Sunveil allows her to go to the beach, to wear a string bikini, and no one will ever know who she is. So she's not going to have to listen to them with their jaw-jacking around the water cooler or with their conversation, you see.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Clara. Clara, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was calling in because I've heard what the gentleman said about this veil, and I am, I suppose, what you would call full figure. I weigh 165 pounds.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
All right.
And, yes, I do tend to have a full figure. But if I had a veil on, I would feel as if I should be ashamed. And I think that's what...
No, that's not...
No, let me finish what I'm saying. I think that I would have to be ashamed or made to feel as if I was ashamed of who I am. Why else am I wearing a veil?
Because you don't want to have, let's say you're wearing a string bikini, and would you wear that?
I most certainly would not wear a string bikini.
Well, you could wear a string bikini, because have you ever wanted to wear a string bikini?
Well, that's not the point. The point is...
Well, if you ever wanted to wear a string bikini, you could, and if you looked, let's say someone else thinks you look like... You look terrible, like a freak of nature. It doesn't matter because you have on the Sunveil.
Yes, but the Sunveil is saying, I'm ashamed of myself. No, why would you be ashamed of yourself? Listen, I know I've worn all kinds of bathing suits, and I am 165 pounds and 5'6". I am a full-figure woman. And I put on the sun veil. It's as if I'm saying that I know I look like some kind of mutant, you know.
No, you don't look like a mutant. You wish to wear what you wish to wear, but you don't want to. If someone recognizes you from your wherever you work, they might give you a hard time.
Well, I don't see why I should.
Let me ask you, Clara, would you want to wear a string bikini that didn't look good to other people?
I don't think I'd want to wear that, no.
But if it made you feel good.
But it would not make me feel good if people are staring at me like I'm something that came out of a, you know, like I'm some kind of a freak, like you said.
No, but you have to not worry. But you see, these are the lies. You know,
I am not lying.
Why do you say lies?
Well, I can't fight the lies. I there's so much I can do, and so much I could do for the full-figure woman if she wasn't a liar. And
excuse me, sir, I am not a liar. I am.
But are you being honest with me when you say you say you don't want to look like a freak of nature to the other person, or do you want to wear the spring bikini for the way that it feels on you, to feel the air, to feel the sun all over you while you wear the veil?
I don't want to look like a terrible in a string bikini while people stare at me like I'm something that crawled out from, you know, that crawled out from under the house.
Well, no. I don't think a lot of full-figured women, Phil, are being honest. They want everybody to approve them. The full-figured woman, this is difficult for me to say, is a liar. And
I don't really like it.
Well, now, why do you use that word liar?
Because they say they don't care. They say, oh, I love my body type. I love my body type. Really? That is a filthy... If they love their body type, you'd see lots of full-figure women in string bikinis, but you don't. Why? Because they lie, because they want people to love them. And they know that as long as they are the size of the way that they are, you know, look at them, you know.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I think this man is way off course, and I'd like to know what that foghorn is.
That's just when we get a full-figured woman.
Well, I think the man's way off course. I think that a lot of what he says makes sense, but by the same token, if I was out in a string bikini at 5'5 and 165 pounds, you know...
What, that foghorn is what?
It's when we have a full-figure woman come into the store, we know to give... the sales staff knows that we have a woman. We've got a few of them coming in now, you know.
To show them the sun veil.
I think that's insulting, too.
All right, Clara, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Eddie? Yeah, we got three. Phil, there's nothing I can do for the full-figured woman if she is going to lie about her body.
You're saying that full-figured women lie about their bodies because they really don't like the way they look.
Yes, exactly. They say that they do, but they are really... They are very pathetically upset. Do you remember the full-figured women for that commercial for the panties that was on the billboard?
Yeah.
And that was trying to say, oh, we love our body. Yeah, huh, sure. They didn't like their bodies at all. They looked embarrassed. I am trying for them to feel less embarrassed. Just put a bag, you know.
Well, there you go. Isn't it like putting a bag over your head?
No, it is not like putting a bag over your head, no.
Well, isn't it... If you say, ladies, you're full-figured, go on out to the beach, have yourself a good time, wear whatever you want to wear, just put this veil on your face so no one can see you, isn't that like saying, put a bag over your head?
Excuse me, the sun veil is not a bag. So I don't see that.
But isn't it like that?
No, it is not. Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, for the record, I have been around and I have been with many women that I had wished I'd stopped off and got maybe 3-4 bags. But... I'm not talking about women who need a bag. I'm talking about women who need a veil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza with the sun veil. Just put it on, ladies, and it won't matter who thinks you look like a pig in a string bikini because they won't be able to recognize you. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for Margaret Gray's History of Music.
Thank you, Phil. This is where I will sing a song as it should be sung. In other words, the real intention behind the lyrics. This song by Queen, another one bites the dust. I think you'll know what I mean when I sing the real intention behind this song. I'm a badass, even though I'm queer. I'm trying to sound really butch. My band is overrated. We do a lot of really weird stuff. I am gay, hey, hey, gay, gay, gay. I'd like to sound like I'm a blues singer, but I'll always have an overbite. Yeah! Queen is lightweight. I wear chaps. And no matter how bad I try to sound with tough-sounding lyrics like these, I was gay, hey, hey, died of AIDS, too. Gay, hey, hey, AIDS, gay, AIDS, gay, AIDS.
Oh, come on, will ya?
Wait a minute. I spend most of my time on my knees. What do you think of that? Even though 15-year-old boys like the band, don't tell her dad.
All right, that's it. That's it.
Oh, you are a real bastard. What is this called? Is this now called censorship? And
I spend all of my time on my knees. The guy is dead from AIDS. How about having a little respect?
Oh, I see. So if he died of bird flu, it would have been better. How about this? I'm Freddie Mercury. I died of bird flu. Now Phil Henry's happy.
What's the...
Brian May is a badass. He's a good guitar player, but he thinks somehow he's some kind of artist. All right, so Vanilla, I stole your lick. Why don't you get over it? Grow up and grow some. Vanilla Ice actually popularized that song. No one cared till then. I am Queen. Gee, what's that mean? I am Queen. What do you think that means? We're posing as heterosexuals, but you know how that goes. Even all the chicks liked Johnny Ghost of Hollywood or whatever the name of that fag band from Liverpool was.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Another one sucks a blank. Another one sucks a blank.
Hey, Margaret, you're sounding pretty butch.
Translated. Oh, daddy. Here I go again. I don't know where the song is going, but you need 3 minutes for a spin.
Get out of here, you funky broad.
Bend over. Here comes daddy. Another one bites a pillow.
All right. Margaret's history of music. Yeah, let's just take a poor guy like Freddie Mercury and rip him to shreds, huh?
You know, what is it with you? I don't know what the problem with you is. That song and that band, you know as well as I do, represented a real lightweight vein in rock and roll. Now, you used to say...
I never said anything of the sort. I never liked their music all that much. Some of it I liked.
Some of it I liked. Like what?
Some of that stuff from... Kid, I'm not going to tell you. And now it's time for Margaret's History of Music. Another one bites a pillow. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. It is the 23rd of June. That'll be the last day of our broadcast on radio, period, June 23rd. I know I've said terrestrial radio, and what I mean by that is I kind of leave the door open for satellite, but the way things are going in my life right now, I might even flush that down the crapper. By the way, congratulations to Sirius. They're losing $500 million this quarter. Yeah! That's what I call knowing how to run a company, baby! Don't blame Howard's contract on that one, man. The guy's, what, $250 a year? You guys are losing $500 million a quarter. I guess that Martha Stewart contract, yahoo! How can you guys, what, you know, my daughter could run the freaking place better than that. I got a great idea. Just eat Howard's contract, everything else, just pay everybody else like $10 an hour. Get some kids in there to spin records, man. It would be a beautiful thing. You could get your average kid with his own, you know, a CD collection to go in there and put, you know, hire those cats from that station, that UC Berkeley station, the best. Play, like, have the Tiger Lily's Hour. The hell are you hiring Martha Stewart? Did you hear that number? $500 million. Their stock's down to like 3 cents a share. Now, let me tell you what's going on in the radio business, just so you know. You guys are going to believe this, but this is true. You know how conspiracy theories are bullcrap? Which they are. In radio, though, they're true. Radio is the only world where they really do exist. Now, get this. Howard Stern left Infinity. Now, do you think that they did anything to retain the value of those radio stations? No. What they did is they automatically went out and tried to devalue those radio stations. They knew they'd lose money, say, at, you know, the Infinity station in New York. They put David Lee Roth on, which is only going to drive the value of that station lower. Now, why did they do that? On purpose they did that. Why? Because their buddies can buy up the stock. And I'm not just talking about their friends within the company. I mean, they got friends at other companies, other big companies. So they all get together, have themselves a coffee clutch, dunk pound cake, and sniff scented handkerchiefs, and they buy up the stock at 2 cents a share, and the next thing you know, they turn around, and they raise the value of the station. It's done all the time. You know it as well as I do. It's done all the time. But in radio, it's a way of life. They're constantly devaluing properties so they can buy into the company at a real cheap price. Then they go in, juice it up, promote it, get it going, boom. You don't think for a minute that the Infinity property in New York is gonna be just a big freaking black hole. As soon as they get David Lee Roth out of there and they really sink the value of that station down to about 14 cents, just this shy of a fruit stand, just this shy of them saying, okay, radio station or fruit stand, radio station or fruit stand, radio station. All our pals have bought in. And by the way, the other companies do that too. Clear Channel does it. Clear Channel devalues radio stations. Get that price way down. Now, understand, guys, I don't know if whatever it is that I'm saying right now, I could get maybe pulled from the air. I don't know. I don't think I would, but it's a fact. It's a fact. They do it all the time in business. They just push the value of a station down. Then everybody in the radio business, they all kind of buy each other's stock because they're all just one big happy freaking family anyway. The same pair of shiny shoes no matter where you go. And then they juice it and they're all rich. Now, why did I get onto this topic? Because
another one bites a towel. 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 Yeah, at Infinity.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Thanks. I'm going to be over at the gym.
Good. We're going to have to lay some tracks down tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
So, hey, easy, man. What am I saying to the press?
About what?
Well, they're going to like nosing around. They think you're queer.
Well, I am.
Yeah, I know. Don't do the hip-hop thing, man. No good.
Well, this doesn't make any difference. I know who I am. All of us hip-hop guys. Can I roll that back one more time, will you, Hetty?
Huh.
How was that?
Great.
Okay, great. Now, when I say I'm pipelaying Dan, I want to lay in some, maybe just some electric...
Yeah, we can do that. Electric piano.
No, easy, man. I gotta know what to tell these people.
Will you bug off? You're wielding my permanent, okay? You're bugging. All right, let's try it again from the top, okay? And what I want to do now... Where's Sheena? Sheena?
Yeah.
All right, Sheena, I want you on this. Let's go. Okay, how was that?
Yeah, it was great, man. We'll have to get on the some trombones.
Trombones? Oh, Jesus. That's nice.
Yeah, all right, man. You ready for the DJ interview?
Yes, I am.
All right, going over now to Sneaky Pete, man. He's on KJLH LA, okay?
In a minute here, we're going to be going to Easy Off. Man, that cat, you know, everything a dog is doing is good with me. Hey, Easy Off, how you doing?
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, what's up with the, and you're going to be at the Shrine Auditorium, man?
Yeah, I'm going to be down, I don't know about,
I forget about it, I'm going to a record.
One of the great hip-hop stars until a tragic day at a bathroom in a park in Beverly Hills. He and George Michael caught near the same toilet. Easy Off joins us now from his jail cell at Terminal Island, California. Easy, what happened?
I don't think anything happened, really. I think what happened, I was a setup by all the white, you know, it's a white man's business. And I'm a slave. Suge Knight said that to me. And I really believe it. I'm just a slave.
Is that a dashiki? Looks nice.
Thank you. I just washed it. But I think,
Are you a homosexual?
Well, Jesus.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Saw Mission Impossible 3. It's great. I don't care if it didn't do 68 or whatever the hell it's supposed to do. It's fantastic. And then, yeah, Tom Cruise is a freak. What's that got to do with anything? Do I like the guy? And I don't know him. Do I like his Scientology pitch? It's a little creepy. Is he kind of creeping me out with all of his talk show appearances? Yeah, sort of. Is he weird as hell? Yes. Do I care? No. Is it my life? Thank God, no. And was the movie good? Yes. The movie's great. I mean, are you trying to tell me? Look, the problem is when I want it to be a reality movie, I'm like really a cool like slice of reality. It never is. When it's like just eye candy, everybody's bitching about it like it's silly. Yeah, of course it's silly. You ain't trying to tell me Mission Impossible 3 has any resemblance to reality. It's a freaking goofy, fun movie. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's the bad guy. And what's great about him is he doesn't have a scar and he doesn't have a patch over his eye and he didn't shave his head and he doesn't wear some kind of weird ass costume. He's like a businessman. He's like this really impatient, pissed off businessman who you don't even want to mess with. Because in one scene, Tom Cruise has him strapped to a chair that is over a Bombay door on a jet. And Cruise opens the Bombay door so that Hoffman's chair has now flipped out upside down outside of this jet. And he's saying, tell me where this thing is. He's trying to get some information, and Hoffman's not saying anything. So he pulls him back in, and Hoffman's character says to him, you know, when you hang a man upside down underneath a jet, what he sells and who he's selling it to should be the last of your worries. The last of your worries, right. I think I got it right. Anyway, basically saying, what you just did to me there, buddy, I'm going to get you. Good movie. But apparently the thing stiffed, what do you call 48 million a stiff? I don't know what the world's coming to. I guess 48 million is a stiff when it costs you 9 trillion to make it. But I would recommend it. Good flick. They hadn't had a Mission Impossible movie for 6 years, and probably with good reason. I guess nobody digs it anymore. I'd go see the Austin Powers flick if it came out, man. There's just certain movies I will go see. And see what else did we watch this weekend. That's it. Oh, yeah, I went and saw the United 93 movie, but you don't want to hear about that, do you? It'll upset too many people, won't it? Anyway, that movie was phenomenal. All right, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're coming back. We got some email, and we have more with Dr. Jim Sadler on a lawsuit that he is actually entertaining filing against one of his own patients. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.